There we go. Man. Uh-oh. YouTube's bugging out. I mean, Twitter's bugging out. Oh God. I can't get out of my tweet. How am I supposed to? Now Twitter's tweaking. I can't even look at Twitter right now. How am I supposed to? I don't even. I can't even mute. Hold on. Okay, maybe it's good now. I don't know. Twitter was being really, really weird. And it wouldn't let me. I couldn't access anything for the at the space either. I'm just having issues, I guess. Hi guys. I'm sorry that the stream ended up not working today. It seems like YouTube is having some issues, not just in my stream today in particular, but other people's. Maybe just lately, not even just today. But we will chat. I also quote retweeted with the what is it called? I quote retweeted with a YouTube live chat that you can chat in so that we can chat back and forth. In the meantime, we will just chat for a bit. I'm gonna drink some water real quick. Ugh. There we go. We move. Fucking wee ball. Wee ball. I'm not in the bath. Well, actually, I might take a bath while I'm doing this space because I have not taken a bath yet today. So maybe that is what we will do. It's kind of just looming around in my house right now. Slorp, slorp, slorp. Yeah, YouTube being broken. Well, Beppy's sleeping. I'm gonna put the phone next to him because he's snoring. Just a little guy. I need to get my clean clothes out of the dryer. Let's wear this and this. There we go. Yeah, maybe this will be a bath Twitter space today after all. Bro's sleeping like he pays the rent. He fills my heart up with joy, and that is plenty payment. Oh, he woke up. Hi, baby. Sweet little baby man. Big pets. Where's Ozzy? Let's go see. Ozzy? He was feeling a little sick this morning. I think yesterday he started trying to eat his little bed and he like swallowed a bunch of the like I guess it's kind of cottony. He swallowed like a bunch of that like the filling and this morning he like threw up a lot of it. So it seems like he got it out of his system though. It looked really weird. If you have the time later, maybe you can check Porter Robinson's cheerleader song. Probably it can make you feel better. Oh, is that new? I've actually been listening a whole lot to Get Your Wish by Porter Robinson. There's a really, really good cover of that song too. I will have to check it out. Thank you for the rec. Give him a big stretch too. Ozzy is so long. He's such a long boy. He's gotten so big. He's a real wiener now. He's a real wiener now. Man. The day is just being mean. Yeah. Yeah. The day is being mean. JD already drew a cat. It's because, in my pre-chat for Happy Tumble Burger Farm, someone said, Shiki Mookini, and I was like, ooh, you know what? Cowkini art would be epic. Because now my model is showing all of its assets off, and I think that a cowkini would look perfect. This man sets paper on fire. Oh, the song released a few minutes ago? Ooh, okay. I'll have to check it out. Man, I really gotta, learn how to properly mow my lawn. I have a lawnmower in my shed. But I need to learn to properly use it because my lawn looks not terrible, but there's a lot of weeds out there, and there's, I don't know. There's also a lot of natural flowers growing up from the ground, and they're pretty, but they stick out a little too much, and I know it's really important in this neighborhood to keep your yard nice and clean, because that mayor guy or whatever, he will drive through the neighborhood, and he will complain. Microkini. You know what art I also want? I guess this is more not safe for work. I was thinking of commissioning it when I go indie, because I'll be able to use Skeb, finally. I was thinking, you know, the... maybe something not showing any bits or anything like that. But I was thinking of, commissioning, a semi-lewd but also tasteful, reverse bunny girl outfit. You know the one where it's, the materials on, the legs and the arms, but nothing else? What if it was, a shy version of that where, you know, the naughty bits are covered with, hands and stuff? I think that would be really cute. I think that would be very cute, actually. What type of lawnmower? I have a gas lawnmower. Yeah. I also need to rake. I have a rake. Maybe I should probably do that tomorrow after the Among Us stream. Oh, for those of you that don't know, we're having a Sony VTuber Among Us collab tomorrow. It's really, really early in the morning for US people, though. It's starting at 5 a.m. PT. That'll be 7 a.m. for me. It's gonna be very fun. I had a little hiccup come up, so I paused for a second. But I'm really excited about it. Iku did all the communications with us. She was like, oh, yeah. Amaya really wants to do a collab with all the Sony VTubers. So I was like, I want to join! The sus stream. I'm really, really excited about it. I'm really, really excited. I really like Among Us. I feel like I don't play it enough, even though I like it so much. It's very fun. Roblox was really, really fun last night. Super fun. I had a really good time. Whew. I've just kind of been walking and pacing in my living room. Man. Yeah, am I in Among Us again? It'll be so funny. All right, how about we take a bath together, guys? Let's take a bath together. This might be really, really loud, by the way. Oh my god, Ozzy, you want to take a bath? He ran over because he's really entranced by the bathtub for some reason. Here we go. The bathtub is running water. Let me go grab a new towel. There we go. And there we go. I'll just let that that bath water run. And I'll take off my clothes. There we go. You guys from Kimberly, she was shy. Thank you, Bath Twitter Spaces. Ah, the good old days, right? The good old days. Don't forget to prepare jars to save the water. Do you use bath bombs? I like them. I like bath bombs, but I don't have any at my house right now. That's something I should invest in, huh? Bath Twitter Space Waterboards chat. That might be fun. Not like waterboarding you, but like putting you guys in like a Ziploc bag and putting you under the water to see what it sounds like. Ooh, the water's hot. I would never waterboard you guys. Never. Get some more waterboarding. Dumps you. Oh no, she's inspired. You guys are silly. Oh yeah, guys, I had an idea for when I go indie. I guess I never thought about it too much until, like, last night. You know how I really like to play anime music quiz with you guys sometimes? Well, I was thinking that could be, like, a Twitch stream where we play it together. And it could be, like, a little community night where we all play anime music quiz together on stream on Twitch. I probably won't do it. Maybe it would be nice to do that, like, once every week or maybe bi-weekly. Or something like that. Because I really like playing that game with you guys. It's like fun competition kind of stuff. So maybe we could do that. Yeah. Yeah. We could play anime music quiz. Yeah. Oh, the water's really hot. Ooh. See, boom. Whoa. Is it just me or Twitter Spaces on and off? Is it actually? Or is Twitter Space like normal for you guys? Knowing anime songs is killing me. There we go. sounds fine. Okay, just wanted to make sure the water is done running, I think. Why is it still? There we go. Now I can take my glasses off. It's fine, you're just fading in and out based on how far the phone is from you. Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Whew. Oh, this is so nice. It was actually kind of, it was a little cold the last 2 days. Do you take scalding hot baths? Yeah, I like to turn it up all the way. No, you're not interrupting. Don't worry. Don't worry. Yeah, I like really, really hot. Hot baths. How's the weather outside? It's actually really nice today. I stepped outside after I jammed my finger in my cabinet. And I was like, wow, life isn't so bad. I can check it right now. It's about 65 degrees outside. And the high is getting up to like 70 or something like that. 70, 71. Yeah, the other day it got down to like 30 degrees at night, and it was really, really cold when I took my dogs out. It's also been raining a bit, so. Yeah. Boiled cheeky, yeah. I'm like a lobster. Rock lobster! Boiled hot dog. I need to give Ozzy a bath. I need to give Bepper a bath. I need to give them both baths. You know, maybe I should do that tomorrow. That might be good. That might be good. That might be good. Oh yeah, guys, since this space isn't recorded, I am really, really bad at keeping secrets, so I've pretty much already given it away, but I thought that I'd talk about it. But I'm already working on my first cover as an indie to release when I go indie, and I'm really, really excited about it. I'm really, really excited about it. It's a song that I really, really like, and it's from an anime that I really, really like. I'm singing Romantic Summer, which is the Seto no Hanayome opening, the My Bride is a Mermaid opening. I already got the line art for it. It's being colored right now, and it's also being mixed. And I'm really, really excited. I'm hoping to release it sometime in April, or maybe the beginning of May, depending on when I can get the video finished. Really, really excited about it. I think it really fits my new outfit. I originally was going to sing this for my outfit reveal, like as a cover, but there was not much time. Yeah. I'm really excited about it. So that's why you wanted the instrumental. I had a sneaking suspicion. Yeah. I got it, though. I found it. I love that anime. It has such good music. I also really like the character designs in it. I'm excited. I'm planning, like, a bunch of new covers. I think that I feel like now that I don't have to... Of course, I sing songs that I like, but sometimes there's pressure to sing songs that the algorithm will like, and I feel like I should just go all in and sing all of my favorite nostalgia anime songs from now on. So that's the first one. I also want to sing some songs from like Panty Pony Dash and Negima, all that good stuff. Oh, I just want to go all in and live my late 90s, early 2000s anime girl life. I want to do Lucky Star character songs. I want to do all these things. It's going to be so nice. Oh my god, I can finally sing Scrap Princess songs. I love Daichiro La La La. It's so good.
Lola Cake Sunday, Sandwich Monday, Kibun Chidai De Ii.
I love nostalgia. Nostalgia is like, I feel like nostalgia is what keeps me sane. Cause like, when I, it's a little embarrassing to admit, but sometimes when I'm like all alone in my house, I get really lonely. And so I like, I'll just sit in my living room while I'm working on my laptop, and I will I've rewatched so much Digimon the last 2 months. It's crazy how much Digimon I have watched. I just completely finished watching Frontier and O2, and I'm in the middle of Tamers. I really should sing the Spice and Wolf opening. I actually sang the ending theme a really long time ago.
Seven apples on a witch's tree, with seven seeds to plant inside of me.
Bum, bum, bum. Dub or sub, dub. Digimon has, like, they have, like, they took a lot of liberties with all the Digimon series dubs, and they have some really hilarious scripts. Especially, like, in O2, and also in Tamers. I think Steve Bloom actually did a lot of the scripts for Tamers. He's a super funny guy. I never finished Scrap Princess Watch Along. We should! I have all of Scrap Princess on DVD. Yeah. The dub does sound very... Yeah, they took a lot of liberties, and I can tell they had a ton of fun recording Digimon. Like, you can just hear it in the... Like, in the way that they deliver their lines. I could tell those guys were cracking up in the booth. Yeah, the Digimon Adventure movie also had really good one-liners. They always have really good writers for, like, the scripts in the Digimon anime. At least from, like... I think that Frontier had some good one-liners, but not as good as, like, Digimon Adventure and Digimon Tamers. What is Scrap Princess anyway? So, it's in, like... Like, an early 2000s anime about the princess of this land, and she has a twin brother. And they told the king and queen that on her 16th birthday, she would cause the apocalypse. So they sent her away, and she's taken in by this family, and she has, like, adoptive siblings, and they're basically protecting her from the people that want to kill her so that she can't cause the apocalypse. And it's very, oh, it's just so nostalgic. It's so nostalgic. That's a good question, Hex. I have not forgotten about it. I just, when I don't know a song very well, it takes me forever to learn it. It's really hard to describe Scrap Princess any more than that without major spoilers. It's true! But it's a really good series. It's a really, really good series. Let's see. What other songs do I want to sing? Oh my god. There's so many. I want to sing a Zetsubou Sensei opening. Death Note opening two. What's up, people?
Yeah, I love Zetsubou Sensei too.
I want to sing some of the songs from Dot Hat Roots, the Fiction Junction. And also Alley Project sang. I love the music from Dot Hack Roots. So good. I love Fiction Junction. Oh my god.
Booty, 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 booty. Booty, 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 booty. Booty, 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 booty. I have seen Bo 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 Bo.
I actually own some of the manga. I remember when I was a kid, I'd buy Shonen Jump at the grocery store because it would release like monthly and I'd read Bo Bo Bo. I had a really big crush on Gaster when I was a kid. And I also remember, because I was like 8 when I was buying Shonen Jump. And I remember Naruto had not caught up to this point in the U.S., like, while it was being, like, localized. And I was reading, it was in the Chunin exam arc. And so I was reading the manga first, and I thought Neji was a girl. Because he had really pretty long hair. Speaking of Dot Hack, Shiki, may I ping you on Twitter about something?
Yes, of course.
I love Dot Hack.
Marionette, marionette, teacher's pet, teacher's pet, marionette, marionette. Sensei ga peto, boku wa marionette, marionette, teacher's pet. Sensei wa peto, boku wa marionette, boku wa Romeo, kimi wa Juliet. Sensei wa peto, sensei wa peto.
Did you ever play the Dot Hack games? No! I remember, this is really embarrassing. I, you know, when I was a kid, you know, you guys know I didn't really play games growing up or anything, right? Well, I didn't really grow up much with consoles, but back when Blockbuster was still a thing, I remember I rented a Dot Hack game just so I could look at the cover. I rented it just so I could look at the cover when I was a kid, and I just stare at it, because I love, oh, I had a hiccup, but I just love the, I just love the anime, and I always thought that the games looked so cool, so I'd rent it just so I could look at it, and but I think that there are some on Steam, so I'd really, really like to try it out on stream sometime, so maybe we could play my first Dot Hack game together. I just really love Dot Hack. Yeah. I really want to, like, buy consoles when I have the money. Whenever I get my tax return, I really, really want to get a PS5 so I can be ready to play Silent Hill F when it comes out, because BXC is writing for it. I'm so excited. You're making me feel old. No! No one is old. Not yet. Not yet. And then she never returned it. No! I returned it. I'm really, really good at returning things. I remember I used to go to the library all the time, right? And I'd rent a ton of manga. Like, that's how I read all of Neuron High School Post Club when I was younger. When I was about 11 years old, I remember it specifically because back then I lived with my grandma, and she would take me to the library constantly. I love my hometown library. It's such, like, it had, like, it didn't have new book smell, but it smelled like books, but, like, in a more aged, refined way, and everyone seemed so, so excited to be there, and it was right across from the river, so you could just, like, take your book and sit on a bench and take in all the scenery and the good feelings. There's also, like, a walking trail and beautiful nature. My hometown was pretty nice. There's not a whole lot of things to do there, but there is a lot of nature that you can embrace. And that's something I really appreciate about my hometown.
And there's a lot of nature to embrace here as well. It's just like there's a certain magical element to hometown nature, I guess. There's just a certain magical element about it, you know?
Speaking of the PS5, another VTuber I watched was gifted a PS5 through Throne. Gifted a... I didn't even know you could add a PS5 to Throne. Those things are so, like, rare these days, isn't it? I feel like it's so rare. There's a library really, really close to my current house, too. It's actually right across from, like, a middle school. Maybe I should walk to the library sometime. That might be nice. That might be nice. No, it's not rare anymore. Really? They restocked? Oh, that's so interesting. Then maybe I will have a little more luck when I get my tax return. I hope I get so much back from my return. I was actually talking about it with Iku because Iku waited the whole day hoping that her tax return would hit her account so she could treat herself. And I was like, I'm still waiting on my accountant to finish data entry because I definitely overpaid on my taxes. And I really hope that I get a whole bunch back because that would be so cool. That would be so cool. Man. Careful, Shiki, location. What do you mean, location? I'm confused. They even let you pay in four? Oh! That's interesting. I don't know if, like, I'll make a throne. Because, like, I don't want to give the impression that I expect people to buy things for me, if that makes sense. I don't know if I want to do that. Landmark schools, you can give away where you live like that. Don't worry, I didn't give any kind of... I just said that there was a library across from a middle school. That's all. there's a lot of, like, places that are like that. Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. I think it would be funny to set up a throne where people can suggest stuff and that could be a stream idea. But I don't think I'd regularly have a throne, if that makes sense. Yeah. That's all the GeoGuessr pros need. Hacking in progress. Time to find the only library across from a middle school in the country. Yeah. She lives in Serbia. If you get a throne, I can spend my entire income on you with no hesitation. What the fuck? What the fuck? You silly bean. You silly guy. Time to lather up my body with sulfate-free smoothing plus coconut coffee scrub and wash by OGX. Beauty pure and simple. Help soften your skin with this invigorating and moisturizing blend infused with exotic Arabica coffee and coconut oil. Where'd my razor go? There we go. I make sure to shave my armpit every single day. I do not miss out on shaving my armpit. I don't like the way it feels if there's like armpit stubble. Especially when I bring my down my arms. It feels weird. So I always shave my armpits every single day. Not to lather up my leg. There we go. Apologies if I'm not looking at chat. I had my hands lathered up. Thus, I could not look at the YouTube chat, but I will that I've dried them. I wish to help in lathering up the leg. Let's go! Now we can get out in half the time. Didn't expect your mic to pick up the shit! That's embarrassing! I love bath time. We can hear each individual follicle be cut down. No! I've been trying to catch up on my Donathon reward stuff and also like the streams and stuff. Because I've started, we can actually go through it everything. So, 3 out of 5 of the top donators submitted what they'd like, and I finished the illustrations and letters for those top for 3 of them that submitted, but 2 of them did not submit, and so I and also my manager wouldn't let me pass it on to anyone else, so I am going to still write them a letter, and I'm also going to pass them along an IOU for an illustration if they ever need it. And I need to finish doing the voice packs for those and also singing the acapellas. And I also commissioned the illustration for my King cover. My buddy Saw, he drew my eye cover illustration. He'll be doing the illustration for my King cover. And I also need to start, I need to put together the form for the household essentials, and I also need to collect the votes, or rather not collect the votes, but start the votes for the ASMR scenario to get scripted, and I also have to, oh, I need to ask you guys what kind of illustration you'd like, because there's like a chat decides like wallpaper thing. So I need to do that. I have it out written out, but that's all I can remember at this very moment. But I'm planning out everything because I want to make sure that I finish at least all the top donator stuff before next week because my manager won't be able to pass it on after that. So I need to make sure that I do that. Honestly, drawing for the Donathon rewards has been, like, it's been really good practice. I was able to draw, like, non-chibi stuff for the first time in a really long time. Wallpaper, yeah, so one of my Donathon goals things was that chat gets to decide, like, a wallpaper, like a community wallpaper of me, and you get to decide, like, the theme and stuff like that, so, yeah. I wasn't even there for Donathon, but can I get a drawing of a girl flying Wonder Bread? So you're him. Are you forgetting some things? Eh? I mean, like, those are the only ones that I can remember off the top of my head. There are other things as well. Those are the only things I can remember off the top of my head. I have everything written out on my computer, but those are the only things that I can think of currently. Yeah. What am I forgetting though? If you can tell me. Now draw her getting an education. Now draw her pregnant. Oh no. I have not forgotten about the I've not forgotten about like the goal stream punishment stuff. I've not forgotten about those. I just mean like the stuff that I have to like put income into. That's what I mean. That's the stuff that I've been listing off. Don't worry, I'm still planning to do my full Genshin week and also the no swearing, like say so stuff, the Bean Boozled, all that good stuff. I actually plan on doing the Bean Boozled challenge with Mako while she's here. By the way, Mako's coming to visit me at the end of April. Mako's coming to visit me at the end of April. I think we're going to try to do a double ASMR stream where she's in one ear and I'm in the other. Hee 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 hee. I think that would be very fun. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm always excited to have friends over. Bean Boozled is so awful. It is. I've been saving it. Yeah, she's gonna come see me for a while after she goes on summer break. It'll just be for a couple of days, but I'm really excited about it. I'm excited. So fun here, we'll go to. Save one of the beans for Mako. She's gonna be doing the challenge with me. and I'm really excited too, because next week my mom's gonna come visit me for a couple of days. It's gonna be a really hard week, so I feel like I really need her support. So I'm probably gonna go in between houses, you know. And also that's when I plan to take my little my little streaming break kind of thing where, you know, I won't stream for like 4 or 5 days and I'll come back right after like they transfer ownership of everything to us. Yeah. The sweaty socks flavor. It would be funny if we made it into an ASMR stream, like the Bean Boozled Challenge ASMR. That would be funny. That would be really, really funny. Yeah, a little small break just so I can get used to things. And it also allows me to catch up on projects that I want to do and set up, like, everything that I need for when I'm indie, you know? Oh, there's a lot of steps that we've got to take to get everything like prepped and ready and stuff like that. This one tastes like actual feet throws up in the ear. I don't think I checked some Slack at all this morning. I need to check that. You would be too busy spitting up the beans. I would try my best to remain as calm and elegant as possible. Mako would just like start vomiting on stream though, like directly into the ASMR ear. That would be so silly. Get your stream up while it's ready for that comeback stream. I know that some of you mentioned that you didn't want to donate much on my birthday because you wanted to wait till I was indie, and I thought that was really sweet. In my opinion, this month is the busiest month for all Prism 8 talents. Yeah, because, like, a lot of our projects had to, like, not, I guess, be rushed. And if we wanted to finish anything that we were working on, we absolutely had to finish it this month. Or we may not be able to, like, release it at all or, you know, stuff like that. So... Man, I think April will be really exciting because I'm gonna be able to play so many things that I couldn't before, and Mako's coming to visit me. I'm gonna release my first cover as an indie, and there's so many things that I want to sing that I can sing now, and I'm really, really excited about it, and I just really want to... I just really want to give it my best and really, I want, it's so hard to see this kind of thing as, oh God, how do I even put this? I'm trying really hard to turn this into a positive thing. Because it's been such a negative thing for me for a long time now, like, since discussions started happening. Like, it's really been heartbreaking. And I'm trying really, really hard to try to see all the positives in it. And I am excited for those things. I think it's just, it's going to take me a while to be able to feel really positive because I really am losing a part of myself when the company dissolves, because I put so much of myself into Prism Project for 3 years now. So it's just a lot. I think that when I become more accustomed to everything and I start releasing things and streaming stuff I like, I think that I'll be more positive. I think I just gotta, like, that's why I'm also taking a short break after the 27th, because I feel like I'm just gonna be super depressed, and I think I'm just gonna cry a lot, and that's why I need my mom to be around. And not only, like, that, but, like, the stream is happening on my grandma's death date, so I'm probably gonna be, like, grieving about that too. So, because it all happened around the same time. My grandma passed away, like a day or two before Prism reached out to me for an interview. So it all just happened around the same time. So it's kind of just, it all ties together for me. So it's gonna be difficult, but I do have things to look forward to, and I'm trying to, like, focus really hard on those things, because otherwise I'm just gonna be a depressed mess. Man. Yeah. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. Ooh. Nia just finished some harmony guides for a project we're working on. Let's see. Hold on. I need to check this out. Unless it ends my Twitter space. Let me do my Twitter space and do this. Cause Cap is doing, like, for his AnnieLive app, he's doing some kind of promotional thing where he's like, calling all EN VTubers, AnnieLive offers complimentary production of your physical merch at Off-Kai Expo 2024. Born from a commitment to uplift creators, we're offering exposure opportunities at the biggest VTuber convention in the U.S. All on us. And I knew that he was going to do this a while ago. It's like he's doing some kind of, like, gotcha. It's like a gotcha machine or something like that that he's having at the convention where they have acrylic stands of VTubers. And they make it for free for the people that want to be involved. It's like free promotion. And yeah, so
I want to do it.
God, my mom's calling me. Okay, guys, hold on. Oh, God. Okay, I'm going to end the Twitter space now. Thank you for coming. I'm going to go call my mom. Thank you for coming. I'm so sorry about the stream. I will see you all later. Maybe. Okay. Bye-bye.